WMCHD3 Detroit, KMPS HD3 Seattle, WBMX HD3 Boston,
and on AOL Radio
and Yahoo Launchcast.
CBS Radio's The New Sky.
Intuitive Song with host Lori Houston, a professional and intuitive counselor who offers authentic guidance and tools to assist you to become more conscious and connect with your divine soul, to empower you to move from your heads to your heart. Join Lori Houston with co-host Nancy Aruda, in-house astrologer, every first and third Wednesday of the month. Plus, Jennifer Kautz, our dream analysis, also joins the team. Plus, Lori can be heard on Sky Radio every Monday with Jean Adrienne on Voices of Soul, Wednesday and Friday from 1 to 2 p.m. Eastern each day. If you have any questions on your relationships, limiting beliefs, energy that's blocking you, and or awakening your true power as you journey from your head to your heart, call Lori Houston now.
248-545-SOUL.
CBS Radio's The Sky.
Believe.
Hey, good afternoon. This is Intuitive Soul. It is the first Monday of the month. Yay. We have Nora Walks in Spirit. Nora is an Algonquin shaman and can be found on the web at norawalksinspirit.com. And, we're always excited to have you, Nora.
Thank you. It's good to be here.
as she's going in and out of her own consciousness to see what it is that we're talking about. But I think we're talking about the energies of February, which have been shifting.
It's a duality month.
Right.
Second month of 2013 is a duality of consciousness month. Yeah. So my voice is just a bit soft right now because the energies of the beings are just entering.
Mm, okay.
Until I get adjusted, it'll come through. My throat will get a bit better.
So we just came through the 2-2, which Saturday was February 2nd.
Yes.
But it sounds like the bigger one is going to be February 13th, which would be a 2-13 on 2013.
Right. And this is where they were bringing to me over the weekend that it is a month of dualities. So the 2-2, which was February 2nd, second month, brought in the 2-2s, which forms a heart.
Nice.
And that 2-2 is your masculine frequencies, that you make the 2 with your left hand, okay, and the feminine frequencies, the 2 with your right hand.
Okay.
And it forms a heart.
Nice.
It also represents the masculine energies in your body bowing down to the feminine energies and reversing. So you just picture the lower part of the 2 is your knees, and then your body moving up with your head. The masculine energy fields of consciousness and the feminine energy fields of consciousness in every brainwave pattern in your left brain and right brain moving into harmony of one pattern of oneness of peace, love, and light in this month. Therefore, the left brain thinking, the right brain thinking will begin its first awakening of moving out of a duality of left and right into a oneness alignment of love in every aspect, in every cellular format, in your atomic body's frequencies. It'll just be duality, yes, still in duality, before we have to have a polarity. There always has to be a left and right, a positive and a minus, a masculine and a feminine. There must always be a polarity. But in this new awakening that began on the second day, second month, is the awareness that duality may be blended into oneness consciousness in all particles and subatomic particles in every electron in every cell of your physical body and its entire anatomy of all organisms and cellular structures in your bone matter and blood systems, all your systems. And this is just the start. And they gave me this morning that tonight will be a very, very high energetic light frequency arriving on the planet. And it's going to bathe the entire planet. Nice. And cover all of the four kingdoms and the four elements. This is the fourth day.
Right.
Four is the number of ascension. And so these are ascension energy fields that are going to be coming and bathing the entire planet. And it's just awakening the consciousness of man kingdom, animal kingdom, plant kingdom. You would be as you go to all the other rock kingdoms, which includes the formations of pebbles and grains of sand and deserts and mountaintops. In Junuma, and the fire, air, ethers, and the fire of the electricities that's going to be entering into your crown chakras and into your heart chakras while you're in sleep state, and the element of the water and the earth energies. This is all going to be culminating in sleep state tonight. So you'll have the four kingdoms and the four elements. Who will be subliminally receiving these ethers of these many, many, many dimensional beings. And this was spoken about by the Hopis and by a lot of the other shamans, sages, and seers many, many hundreds of thousands of years ago when the crystal star beings first arrived on the planet. A lot of these were seen in Machu Picchu by the shamans, even in this lifetime. And they're now awakening all of these elements and all of these kingdoms on Gaia, the new world, of these, of their intelligences that are awakening tonight on the planet. Like, we had the introduction of these frequencies from the other planetary beings, which was on the 12-12-12. Those are the alignment of the three planets over Giza temples. And then on solstice, the zero point was opened up.
Right.
And now on the February 2nd, they touch into the two consciousness fields, left and right brain, masculine and feminine. And today on the 4th, ascension starts coming into the planet through the ethers of these star gateway portals, arriving on the planet to her kingdoms and elements.
Nice.
Yeah, there's a lot going on.
Right.
Now you can see why it's hard for me to stay in my body.
Wow. Okay. We will take calls. We will take calls probably a little bit later on in the show, but if you are wanting to connect in and have some guidance, give us a call at 248-545-SOUL. That's 248-545-7685, and we'll put you in queue when we're ready to take calls. Yeah. So, and then what is the... February 13th. I mean, obviously, it is
that is the oneness, which is the number one, entering into all three of your conscious bodies. So you have energies of intelligence in the physical body. So that's a consciousness field of energies. Then you have your soul and its intelligence. And you have your etheric body, or some understand as an auric field. They all have intelligence of consciousness. So those are the three conscious bodies of consciousness and intelligence. They are going to move into oneness. Therefore, your mind and your soul being is going to be attuned into every cell from this evening on. And the masculine, feminine, left brain, right brain is going to be attuned. So you're getting the introduction just appearing on the 2-2, happening tonight on the 4-4. So you'll have until this beautiful energy field coming in the ethers tonight, bathing you until the 13th, when all three consciousness fields, which is what's arriving on your etheric body, your outer field consciousness, will move and become one with your physical consciousness and your soul consciousness. So you're going to be moving into an alignment of the highest column of an energetic field of light, love, and peace, of who you are, your own soul. You're aligning. You're not moving into oneness with all different dimensions all at once. It's only into your own higher soul is what's happening. And this is where we called it a gateway.
Right.
Because it's an opening, an awakening of moving into a new energetic field.
Now, with the year 2013, it sounds like that's kind of the essence of what we're going through for the entire year. Would that be correct?
Yeah. So that's the two.
So the duality.
Moving into 0 point, which is...
Okay.
And then oneness, right, of three consciousness fields. This is all part and orchestrated in a very high dimensional ordained order, of course, but it's going to take a whole year for your higher soul being to actually understand it's going to align with your own soul, body, and mind, and spiritual choice to elevate itself into a higher consciousness and become one being, but attuned and aligned to all other dimensional frequencies, because the ethers are already... There's a question I'm hearing coming in. Why is the higher soul self entering into the soul being of who you are, and where is it all going, and how is it arriving to connectivities to the realms? Is that your higher soul being is consisted of the infinite all spirit. If the higher soul is filled of the holiest infinite all spirit, which is the all source. It's beyond God creator. It's infinite all. That means that your higher soul will connect to all dimensions through the infinite highest holiest spirit that is filling and guarding and guiding and assisting your higher soul into any dimension it chooses. And so this is where when your soul being moves into an ascended higher soul back in the body, you have all connections.
Right.
And I'm seeing this like when you light the stick of wood and the smoke goes
incense?
Like this. That little thin blue, gray, and yet light movement is these strands of connecting consciousness souls from many dimensions arriving. You just need to align in our outer fields, and when our soul being and our physical being and our mind is open to receive, it will start gently moving in, and we're breathing in that ether of intelligence.
Nice. Okay, we're going to go to our first break. You're listening to Intuitive Soul. I have Nora Walks in Spirit today. She's an Algonquin shaman. She can be found on the web at Nora Walks in Spirit. So walksinspirit.com. If you have any questions, you want some guidance, this would be a great time to give us a call. Give us a call at 248-545-SOUL. That's 248-545-7685. And you're listening to Sky Radio, powered by CBS.
Like what you're hearing? If you'd like to learn more, experience more, contact Lori Houston and Jean Adrian. With a bachelor's in social work and natural clairsentient abilities, Lori is an impressive and intuitive counselor. She's developed her own clearing and healing techniques to assist you to find a heart's way so that you may hear the gentle guidance of your soul and your soul's purpose. Visit on the web at intuitivesoul.com. Jean Adrian is a healer, teacher, lecturer, and creator of quantum change. She's developed and teaches the inner speak process. Working via phone as well as in her office in Atlanta, Georgia, Jean offers readings, coaching, and clearing sessions. Learn more online at jeanadrian.com. Take your business to the next level by talking with Voices of Soul about advertising opportunities. Voices of Soul, Mondays at 1 p.m. Eastern Time on the Sky. CBS Radio's newskyradio.com. Now heard in Boston, Seattle, and Detroit in HD. At AOL Radio and Yahoo Launchcast.
The Sky.
New horizons, no boundaries.
Reluctantly crouched at the starting line. Engines pumping and thumping in time. The green light flashes, the flags go up. Churning and burning, they yearn for the cup. They deftly maneuver and muscle for rank. Fuel burning fast on an empty tank. Reckless and wild, they pour through the turns. Their prowess is potent and secretly stern. As they speed through the finish, the flags go down. The fans get up and they get out of town. The arena is empty, except for one man still driving and striving as fast as he can. The sun has gone down and the moon has come up. And long ago somebody left with the cup. But he's driving and striving and hugging the turns and thinking of someone for whom he still burns. He's going the distance. He's going for speed. She's all alone in a time of need. Because he's racing and pacing and plotting the course. He's fighting and fighting and riding on his horse. He's going the distance. No flashbulbs, no wine. He's haunted by something he cannot define. Bowel-shaking earthquakes of doubt and remorse assail him, impale him with monster truck force. In his mind, he's still driving, still making the grade. She's hoping in time that her memories will fade. Cause he's racing and pacing and plotting the course. He's fighting and fighting and riding on his horse. The sun has gone down and the moon has come up. And long ago, somebody left with the cup. But he's striving and driving and hugging the turns. I'm thinking of someone for whom he still burns. Cause he's going the distance. He's going for speed. She's all alone in a time of need. Because he's racing and pacing and plotting the course. He's fighting and fighting and riding on his horse. He's racing and pacing and plotting the course. He's fighting and fighting and riding on his horse. He's going the distance.
The life you've imagined. Look up to the sky.
This is Intuitive Soul with Lori Houston.
248-545-SOUL.
Myself, a threadbare gypsy soul.
CBS Radio's The New Sky.
NewSkyRadio.com.
Hey, welcome back. This is Intuitive Soul. We have Nora Walks in Spirit today. She is an Algonquin shaman and speaks in tongues. So if you've been listening to the show, you will have already heard that. We will take callers, so if you have some questions and want some guidance, give us a call, 248-545-SOUL. That's 248-545-7685. Well, during break, we've been sort of talking about the different days. Sounds like we've got a lot of stuff coming up. I guess we've been building for a long time, and I guess that's part of it, but do you feel that something is happening this year that feels different or more unique than?
Well, the preparation has started in 2010, really, and every hour after that new year of 2010, it started building a momentum of awakening, a lot of gifts in people, and a lot of new mastery frequencies start coming in, and people become more in the writing of books and the creative element coming through them, or gifted for healing hands or prophetic visions, and all sorts of enlightenment started in 2010, preparing for 2011 for all of those gifts and higher consciousness fields to start wisping through a lot of already gifted light workers and shamans and seers and these people. Then into, that's a year of transmuting a lot of older energies in 2011 to transitioning. All of 2012 was a year of transitioning.
Right.
And so now this year, 2013, is going to be transcending, and which is moving into an ascension frequency level. That's just understanding there's ascension energies all around the planet. And so the healings and the readings that I do for a lot of people is coming in a higher telepathic order too. So this year will be a year where people will be highly guided intuitively with on their own. And their telepathic intuitive energies of consciousness is going to be heightened because the planet is being heightened with all of this etheric consciousness fields from many dimensions. It's bathing her kingdoms. You are one of the kingdoms. The cat, the horse, the guinea pig, the tree, the leaves on the tree, the rock formations, the winged, the finned, they're all being enlightened with these high energies of consciousness. So they're going to be a bit, you know, this spring, you'll see a few more moving in very small steps and being in stillness, because they're just their own soul of that little bird or whatever is just assessing. There's a new energetic field around their body. And so, but for many of us, our telepathic ability is going to increase, our healing ability is going to be increased, and the volumes of energies that we're going to be breathing is going to heighten a lot of our body's fields. So even when I'm doing the energy healings on people and doing the infinite readings, it's coming in a lot quicker, and it's healing the person a lot quicker, and their gifts are elevating also.
Yeah, it's interesting. I know my cat has been going through a lot of different, I mean, he's still young, right? So prior to this life, he was a different cat. Mm-hmm. Came back pretty quickly to me. But they had said that I was told he was a Egyptian shaman shapeshifter. So he's done a lot of different things. He's still young. He's still kind of coming into his powers, but he's been doing a lot of fighting. And I think it was just this weekend that I got, he's been trying to show me that he can fight for me. I'm like, oh, come on. Jasper, seriously, stop it.
Well, the interesting thing is that they are an open-minded being.
Yes.
The four-legged, because they're not in the high intelligence mind that we have, so they're not trying to assess and organize and criticize and judge every kind of frequency that arrives, because they don't have that brainwave and ego that we have.
Right.
As the two-legged. So their four-legged energetic fields are being bathed just as we are, but they're not assessing it. They're just receiving. Which in the case of Jasper, if it looks like he's fighting something, it's the just testing the waters of the energy fields around him and making sure that there is no resistance, because the fighting is the resistance of not entertaining and aligning and integrating that new frequency. And at the same time, he's also batting it at you and putting more of those higher fields upon you.
Right.
So he's sending you, or let's just say that he's a perfect transmitter. is he's transmitting that frequency of what's coming on him right at you, which will give you healing and will elevate your consciousness.
Mm. Just wish he wouldn't fight with other cats. It's my issue that I have with him.
Well,
that's where the protection thing came in.
Well, but maybe both the cats are receiving.
Maybe.
And not knowing, you see.
Right.
They're not knowing what is around them.
Right.
And so it's like anything that comes on board, in our minds, we are quick to either go into fear or we go into stillness and ask the higher spiritual guides, what is this? But they don't have that intellect.
Right.
So they know something's there. They're not certain. So the resistance comes in for them is fight or flight.
Right.
And then the other avenue is you'll also get a lot of the animals that will sleep lots because they don't want to deal with it, or the energy is too high that they're allowing to integrate and come through them. So it puts them right out to sleep.
Right.
You see horses laying down, deer's laying down. It's the energy is so high, and their crown chakras, especially horses, because they're a very intelligent being, they're all masters, that they receive it willingly and it conks them out because it's such a high frequency for the brainwave. So you have them laying down.
Right. Yeah. They're beautiful animals.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So I'm really looking forward to the spring.
with all these new
energies coming in.
Right.
Because what color will some of the leaves be?
Mm.
What color will some of the little new birthing come on the planet? Because in conception, in these animals that are in hibernation, or the buds in the trees of the trees being in hibernation, they're receiving
right. The
highest strands and streams of these higher intelligent beings' consciousness fields. So not only are we going to be intelligently elevated and gifted-wise elevated, but the other kingdoms are also going to be receiving an elevation of what they're going to be becoming.
Nice.
Because it's all about energies.
Right.
And their ethers are breathing, and their leaves and their buds and their little animals and creepers and crawlers, they're all breathing the same thing.
And so this is really quite different then that's been happening.
This year is going to be a very acutely sensitized awareness year. This would be the only three words I could think of, because you're going to be very acutely aware that there's something different beside you when you're sitting on your own, when you're meditating, when you're even going for a walk. You feel the shadows of ethers of beings walking with you. And you won't have fear. You'll be bathing and receiving it from, because of this duality month of February, is going to open up your minds and open up your hearts to moving from left brain, right brain to oneness. And so you'll receive that etheric frequency of a format of a being or a strand or an orb or whatever it is that you see on all of these lunar activities of full moons, new moons, equinoxes, and solstices, is they're going to be bathing you more. So the whole year will be transitioning for some, transmuting and letting go of old patterns and routines for others, and for some of us higher evolved light workers or master healers, teachers, and even students. Some of Chelas will also elevate from Chelas to master teachers in this year. It's all going to be moving up, up, up. And also, as it's moving up, you become very sensitive. So you'll be sensitive to a person's harsh word. You're sensitive to a person's aggression driving on the highway. Because they're chopping up that beautiful etheric field, what you're loving to bathe.
Right.
So you're going to find that you'll want to be in solitude, seclusion, and quietness more. Because the brain wave and the soul being of who you are is going to start to thirst for that bliss. Not want to be in amongst a lot of loud rattling.
Right. All right, we're going to go to our next break. You're listening to Intuitive Soul with Laura Houston and Nora Walks in Spirit. Nora is an Algonquin shaman. She can be found on the web at norawalksinspirit.com. You're listening on Sky Radio, powered by CBS.
Enlighten, empower, enrich. This is CBS Radio's The New Sky. New horizons, no boundaries. Is now CBS Radio's The Sky.
Back to Intuitive Soul with Laura Houston.
248-545-SOUL. 248-545-7685. NewSkyRadio.com.
Welcome back. This is Intuitive Soul. And today we have Nora Walks in Spirit, who's an Algonquin shaman. We will take callers if you want your... If you have a question, you want some guidance, give us a call now, 248-545-SOUL. That's 248-545-7685. And we've been talking about the energies coming in for February and the excitement that's going to be happening in March. I guess that would be with the solstice or the equinox.
The spring equinox, yeah. And that'll be on the 21st. And it's really the first full... energies that's coming in, other than these new moons and things that are happening, that's going to be preparing for the summer solstice and then the fall and that sort of thing. Because these equinoxes or solstices, as you as you wish to call them, are going to be a lot more intense this year. Mm-hmm. In energies, and intense, I mean in the fulfilling of the lunar activity around. So this Sunday is the 10th, I believe. And this is also a new moon.
Right, right. And it's also because it's the first, I don't know how they make it for the Chinese astrology, but it's the full new moon. I know
the
that we have a
Chinese New Year.
Yeah, they have the New Year, which means we're going from a dragon to a snake.
Yes. And that, again, also is a very prominent orchestrated event, because 2013, as we just discussed, the two, duality, zero, which is completeness, into oneness of three consciousness fields. And to have that, you need to have the ebb and flow frequency, which is a snake.
Mm.
So the snake moves in that ebb and flow.
Right.
It moves in the S formation.
Yeah.
And so the Chinese New Year of the year of the snake is really that ebb and flow frequencies of our outer fields of the ethers of consciousness moving into an ebb and flow movement into our breath, and breathing into our heart consciousness and mind consciousness of what that is to be.
Hmm.
So you're looking at the year of caution and awareness and understanding and interpreting, because it's not going to move fast.
Right.
These energies entering into you in this ebb and flow movement of the S, it moves slow. So
just imagine Nora's actually using her hand like a snake, so you can understand what she's saying with the ebb and flow. It's the movement that a snake makes as
sideways.
It goes through. Yeah,
it's like an S moving sideways. Yeah. It's moving left to right, left to right in that S formation. Is it may move and just move. It would be your mind per se. So for something appearing before Lori, maybe you're not going to jump into it, like the year of the rabbit.
Right.
You're going to assess it slowly, look from the left and look from the right. Do I want to go there? Do I want to do this? That's the snake frequency.
Mm. Yeah. The dragon was more than magical, but very powerful winging in of the new energies, and the snake is going to be more of an assessment here.
Yes, it's also medicine, right?
Oh yeah, there's so much with the snake. I mean, we kind of, it's been given kind of a bad rap because of the Bible and because there's some poisonous ones and things. But I mean, the snake was always the symbol for health.
Yeah, and in the Egyptian, they used it, they honored it as a high god of medicine.
Right, and it's also the Kundalini, so it's our
spinal
essence, and enlightenment moving up.
Perfect. And that's the consciousness that needs to come down through your spinal column for the whole year, receiving in alignment through your spine. Yeah.
Yeah. And in Indian, in Eastern tradition, it's Shakti. So it's the female goddess.
Oh. It's just, they're just saying there's more significance than you realize.
Right.
The deeper you go, the more unveiling it comes.
Right. Yeah. Need to put your headset on because we have some callers. All of a sudden, we've gotten two callers right away. So let's start with the first one. Elizabeth from Indiana. Hi, Elizabeth.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
So you have some challenges with your mother who has just been assessed with Alzheimer's, or has it been a while now?
It's been a while, but I finally took her to a different doctor, and her that's what she finally said, that it was mild to moderate. And it's been kind of, it's tough. I don't know. It's hard for me to, I don't know, to accept it. And just sometimes because the behavior sometimes really, she goes radical, and how to not take it personally and how to be able to take on the challenge of helping with her, dealing with her, and helping her in her own situation.
Okay. This is also for you receiving her energies that are being projected at you, that you're going to be receiving that feeling of lowness feeling. It's simply, it's her energetic body that is projecting around you, and you feel that. My suggestion would be in every morning when you wake up, and just ask for the highest spiritual energies of healing powers to pour through you, and just sit still for a moment and then just ask, what is it that my mother needs today?
Okay.
And align with her and just ask for her soul to be in receiving it.
Okay.
And you do this every day, and getting permission that her soul is in acceptance of receiving a healing today, then she'll just start being blessed more and more with a higher frequency. And there'll be a calmness of energy around her, and a healing will take place on a subliminal level in her mind.
Okay.
And it needs to come through the mind first, so that the whole body will just start accepting that it's moving into a pain-free state.
Okay.
It's not going to be done overnight,
no.
but it will be done through her mind and body's consciousness fields acknowledging that they're receiving a higher spiritual frequency of love, light, and peace. You will be at the same time also receiving it. There's also an animal here that I'm picking up. They're birds. There's a lot of birds there that I'm picking up that are going to be really, every time they're fluttering their wings or every time they're moving their feathers, it's going to be pouring an essence of energies, of very light energies around her body. As I see a lot of birds around your house or where you are.
Yes.
And that's what's there. Those winged are going to be actually doing a lot of work for her. So even when it gets a bit warmer outside or sunshiny days, and she stays outside more, the winged are going to do a lot of healing for her, because the animal kingdoms and the winged kingdoms are working in harmony with us now. They want us to be in their frequency also.
Okay.
All righty.
All right.
Nice. You're welcome. All right. We're going to go to our last break, but we do have another caller. We will definitely take that when we come back. If there's anybody else, please get in the queue. I don't know how many more we can take, but we definitely have the one that we can take. You're listening to Intuitive Soul with Nora Walks in Spirit. She's an Algonquin shaman. She can be found on the web at norawalksinspirit.com. We're on Sky Radio, powered by CBS.
Like what you're hearing? If you'd like to learn more, experience more, contact Lori Houston and Jean Adrian. With a bachelor's in social work and natural clairsentient abilities, Lori is an impressive and intuitive counselor. She's developed her own clearing and healing techniques to assist you to find a heart's way so that you may hear the gentle guidance of your soul and your soul's purpose. Visit on the web at intuitivesoul.com. Jean Adrian is a healer, teacher, lecturer, and creator of Quantum Change. She's developed and teaches the Inner Speak process. Working via phone as well as in her office in Atlanta, Georgia, Jean offers readings, coaching, and clearing sessions. Learn more online at jeanadrian.com. Take your business to the next level by talking with Voices of Soul about advertising opportunities. Voices of Soul, Mondays at 1 p.m. Eastern Time on the Sky. CBS Radio's newskyradio.com. Now heard in Boston, Seattle, and Detroit in HD. At AOL Radio and Yahoo Launchcast.
The Sky.
New horizons, no boundaries.
Thank you.
and I got nothing to do. I've been hanging around this town corner. I've been bumming around this old town so long. I've been hanging around this town corner. I've been bumming around this old town for way too long. We spent all day sober, just hiding from daylight, watching TV. We just look a lot better in the blue light. But you know I gotta get out. I'm stuck so tight, wait by the chains to keep me hanging around this town corner. I've been falling around this old town too long. I've been hanging around this town. To the band play. She says, where have you been? I've been lying right here on the floor. Well, I got all this time to be waiting for what is mine, to be hating what I am after the light is fading. Hanging around this town on the corner. I've been bumming around this old town so long. I've been hanging around.
The life you've imagined. Look up to the sky.
This is Intuitive Soul with Lori Houston.
248-545-SOUL.
Myself, a threadbare gypsy soul.
CBS Radio's The New Sky.
NewSkyRadio.com.
Hey, welcome back. This is Intuitive Soul. Today we have Nora Waxman Spirit, who is an Algonquin shaman. And we've been talking about the energies of this year, and certainly I guess a lot of different shifts that have been happening as we move into the year. And so we've been talking about that. But we do have another caller. It's Teresa from Michigan. Hi, Teresa.
Hi. Good to talk to you. Thank you for taking my call. It was weird. A couple weeks ago, I had a dream, and I'm hoping maybe you can shed some light on this, because I tried to look it up, and then you started talking about serpents, so I thought I'd call in. There were two serpents coming up either side of my arms from my hands, and I, like, shook it off and ran out of the room. But, you know, dreams, usually I can just let it go, but this one keeps popping back into my head. So I was wondering if you could tell me something about it.
Okay, so is there one snake on one arm?
It's sort of like at both arms, but I remember looking down at my left arm, and it almost came out of my arm, and the head of it I could see heading towards my shoulder.
The energies that I'm seeing are gold.
Okay.
It represents a medical healing that is going through your body.
Oh.
Because the head is coming up to your face.
Yeah.
It's delivering a message from your higher soul.
Oh.
That you're going to be connecting more strongly throughout the year with your higher spiritual self.
Oh, good.
I'm also seeing a goddess over your head right now.
Oh, good.
And there's a lot of golden energy around that head of that goddess. over your head. And so sometimes they will, these higher goddesses of light and other higher masters and spirit guides, they will use the serpent as the deliverer of bringing into alignment your higher soul self into your knowing. Because you weren't scared, you just kind of moved it off.
Right.
It means that you were actually connecting.
Okay, good. Okay, I was wondering, because it keeps popping into my head and I'm thinking, I just don't want to let this go. I want to find the meaning behind it. So thank you so much.
Well, you connected with your true goddess self.
Okay, thank you.
Nice. Have a great day. Let us know what happens going on this year.
Yes, yay. Okay, thank you.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Okay, so we're talking with Nora, and I guess the snake seems to be coming up, and I guess there's lots more information that we don't know about what the snake is representing for this year. So it should be interesting to see what happens.
It's looking like it's going to be medicine and healing.
Which is
what our
great.
What our bodies and what our minds need to be able to sit in a higher healing state of receiving healing from within, not so much from the medical world.
Right.
Like,
yes.
But just know that we can start healing through our mind and just accepting what's there and start reverse healing it outward.
Right. Is there any way that we can sort of be more receptive to having those energies bathe us or?
Well, the best thing is to be very grounded, be outdoors. With the Gaia, like on the grass, not on the sidewalk, if you can, and against the trees or holding the flowers, like not just looking at them,
right?
Bringing their energies into your body by holding them, laying on them, leaning on them, and that is going to be their consciousness is going to be enveloping you and aligning you and balancing you at the same time. It's a lot of people. Like we talked last time on the show, have a hard time going into stillness of the mind. So in order to be more aware and start this healing process of our mind and our bodies is just work with the kingdoms. Walk in the water.
Right.
Lay on the beach. Hold that bouquet longer in your hands before putting it in the bowl, right?
Right.
Yeah.
Well, that sounds good. Okay. It feels like a really interesting year. Like it feels like we're definitely into some interesting energies.
Every month, the awareness level, your consciousness level, and the sensitivity to energies around you, and even the words you hear, the sensitive to the energies of the food that you eat, everything is going to be shifting very subliminally throughout this year. And everybody's going to have their own epiphany at any time because it's their own soul's journey. So when that epiphany comes, that's that aha moment is when it could be any time throughout this year. You could have one tomorrow or you could have it in December, October, anytime. You could have it sitting in a sacred site or a portal. But that epiphany of that aha, I understand, I feel the energies, I know there's a shift in my body. It's going to happen to many hundreds of thousands of millions of people this year.
Nice. Okay, we've got a couple more minutes. I'm just trying to think of if there's a final message you'd like to give for people that are going and wanting to be ready for, you know, what happens on the 13th and maybe what's going on the 10th. And
okay. Well, this 10th coming, well, tonight especially, is the awakening of a very high etheric field coming on this planet and dowsing all the animals and all her other kingdoms, preparing you for the Sunday the 10th, which is the new moon, and as you mentioned, the Chinese New Year. The year of the snake. And so those two, tonight and that day of the February 10th is going to be very, very gentle.
Okay.
Like the snake just moves very slowly from left to right. That's the gentleness of the left brain starting to integrate the intelligence of the right brain awakening to these new energy fields. So that by the gateway day, which is February 13th, the mind has opened up to receiving very subliminally and very gently and through healing. It's going to take a healing process. So the snake's or serpent energy is of healing the mind to awaken to a right brain intuitive intelligence that's arriving. And this is just all in this entire month of February. You're going to want to just take it easy. Take it a bit slower. Walk a bit slower. Arrive a bit earlier to settle into yourself when you get to places,
yeah.
if you can.
Mm-hmm.
And just know that everything that's in front of you that is racing and moving and jutting and everything, you're just going to be transmitting an energy of slow down, peace. And just even when you're about to read anything or cooking, everything just a bit slower, and be very much aware of that energetic field beside you that's helping you.
Perfect. Okay, you've been listening to Intuitive Soul with Lori Houston, your host, and Nora Walks in Spirit, an Algonquin shaman. She will be with us again. Oh, it'll be the 4th of March because 28 days, so it's always the same. All right, so she will be back on the 4th of March, and you can connect with her on her web at norawalksinspirit.com. Have a great day.